Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, Lee Sayers. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in today to the I Love Politics show. I know there are a lot of things that you could be doing, so I'm glad you took some time to spend these next 30 minutes here with me. Today is Sunday, December 20th, 2015. It is 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This show comes to you from Texas. That's right. I am blue in Texas, and I do love politics. And I'm glad to be able to talk to you this morning. My show today is titled, What is Love? Faith, Prayer, and Works. Over the last few Sundays, I've been talking with you. I spoke with you about love. I hope you'll take the time and go back and listen to my show about love. I've talked to you about faith. I hope that you will go back and listen to my show about faith. And today, I will be talking to you about prayer. These are necessary parts of our life. We go through a lot of things in America as citizens. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. I truly believe that these three things on our daily will get us to where we need to go. Now, when I talk about praise, excuse me just a second. I need to get signed in here online because I'm running just a couple of minutes late, and I needed to get this show going, get it started. I'm already called in, but I needed to get signed in online so you guys will know that I am here. Now, I'm here. I'm in. I'm opening my chat room. So if you'd like to call in, please do. My chat room is now open on this Sunday. This is the last Sunday before Christmas. Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas is the time of the year when all around the world there is but one thought. And that's lovely, special, because I did a show also about the first Christmas, because the first Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ. The first Christmas is about a governor who's taxing the people, who's sending the people so that they can be counted. So it's political. The first Christmas is political. It is spiritual. It is about family. It is about no room at the inn. And I talk to you about those things. So when you look at today and you read about the first Christmas, biblically, you see where we are and where we come from. And when we know our history, can live and not make the same mistakes. In America today, we are making a lot of mistakes. And one of the reasons we are is because we are lacking love, we are lacking faith, we are lacking prayer, and we are lacking works. And the result is that we have a nation where the rich gets richer and the poor gets poor. This is not God's intention. Yes, the poor will always be with us. But to whom much is given, much is required. Press one another. But it happens. We have institutional racism in America. We have judicial inequality in America. We have financial inequality in America. We have Christians in America. We have God-fearing people in America. My question this morning to America on this Sunday, you know, Sunday is the day when people crisscross this country, their cities, their states going to congregate in prayer in the name of the Lord thy God. And I have to ask, what is it that people are praying for when so much destruction continues around us every day? Prayer is powerful. So what is prayer when you look at people whose need is growing from generation to generation? Financial needs, spiritual needs, housing needs, social needs. Why are these things happening when we have people in this nation who confess their religious belief as being Christianity? 9 out of every 10 Americans confess Christianity as their religion of choice. So that would mean that these should be praying people. So what does prayer mean? And what does prayer do? Are people praying and seeing no results? Do people not know how to pray? Do people not know what to pray for? Do people not know God? If my people call by my name shall seek my face, humble themselves, is that where we are? Is that where praying people are today in America? I dare to say that they're not. For Scripture says the prayers of the righteous avail it much. Scripture says that one man righteous prayer sends 10,000 angels on the run. If 9 of every 10 Americans are Christians, every evildoer should be on the run, because there's 10,000 angels being sent out for every one person who pray. So what is wrong, America? It's time to look at yourself. It's time to seek first the kingdom of God. It's time to ask, seek, and knock, to believe and achieve. Prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is a petition to God. Whatever needs there are, prayer is your petition to God. As a believer, petition to the things you desire, you do through prayer. Are believers not praying for America? Are believers not praying for their fellow men? Are believers praying only for themselves? We need to be asking some serious questions this morning in America, because we have some serious problems. We blame the victims. We blame the poor. We blame the dead, but not enough believers are looking at themselves. And I'm not even speaking of the heathens. I'm not speaking of those who know not. I'm speaking of the believers. What are you doing? How are you lifting up the Lord thy God? For Scripture says, if you lift him up, he will draw all men unto him. And he says that his word shall not return void. So, believers, what are you praying this Sunday morning? You see, whether we know it or not, whether the world know it or not, believers must know that it takes love, it takes faith, it takes prayer, and it takes works to prevail against evil. Not everyone will be prayerful. Not everyone knows how to pray. But believers have heard God's word and know that in prayer, God's word must be given back to him, and God will answer our prayers. For God said his word shall not return void. God said, confess our faults one to another and pray one to another that ye may be healed. God said, ye lust and ye have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. And scripture says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. What's wrong, America? What's wrong, America believers? Now, I'll let the milk believers off a little bit more than I will the meat. We got plenty of meat Christians, because we have even more milk Christians. But that's why the prayer of the righteous availeth much. That's why the prayer of the righteous sends 10,000 angels on the run. I do a lot of social networking, connecting, and seldom do I see where a believer answers when someone asks, pray for me. Believers are all throughout social networking, but they are refusing God. They are denying God. And he said, if you deny him, he'll deny you. Because when someone on social networking or anywhere else asks for prayer, it is the duty of a believer to pray for that person and to at least say done if you say nothing more. And seldom do I see words from people on social media when they say pray for me. Seldom do I see people come back with a kind word for them. But when Satan acts, Satan receives. You know, we got political parties here in America. And one of the political parties seem to believe that they have a monopoly on religion, on faith. But that's just about the biggest lie that ever come out of the mouth of a man. Christianity has nothing to do with the political party a person is affiliated with. I don't care if a lot of Christians navigate to a particular party. A party has nothing to do with Christianity. And anybody who pretend that they believe because they are a Republican, they are more religious than a Democrat, is living Satan's lie. To learn how to pray. Because see, if you truly believe in prayer, even if you don't know what to pray, if you believe in prayer and you pray, the Holy Spirit will utter to God your heart. But you must first believe in prayer. You must believe that prayer works. You must have faith that prayer works. And you must do the works that it takes for your faith to become reality. And you must love one another. Love is a part of faith. Love goes with prayer. God tells us all throughout Scripture that we are to love one another. We are to love those who hate us, our enemies. We are to pray for our enemies. We are to pray for our leaders. These things are not happening in America today. I'm not making it up. I see it. I see hate. I hear words like God bless America, but I see actions that stops the flow of God's blessings. prayers that's nothing but words for man's ear that's not aimed toward God. And scripture tells us in Matthew 6 and 7, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. And scripture tells us, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. We can pray with one another. If you are online and you ask for prayer, I gather in the name of the Lord thy God with you. That make two. We can pray together. And the Lord is in the midst of us, because we are gathered in his name. That's what prayer is about. We can ask for prayer on Twitter. We can ask for prayer on Facebook. We can ask for prayer on Instagram and all of the others. We can and we shall if we are to change this nation. Because all things that we have come through us through the Lord thy God. And without him, we have none. Scripture says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. We may obtain mercy and find grace in a time of need. When we need, we are to look to God, not to man. And when our fellow man need, we are to oblige. Not say, wait till God do it, but mankind is God's answer to those who are in need. We must learn to pray. We must pray for one another. We must pray in secret. We must pray with one another. We must pray for one another. We must believe. And we must do the necessary works to receive the rewards openly from the Father. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavered is like a wave of the sea driven from the land, from the wind, and tossed. Don't waver. Believe. Have faith and do the works. Confess your faults to one another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. 5 and 16. America, we need prayer. There will always be wars and rumors of wars. There will always be hunger. There will always be prisoners. In prayer, we can deliver our people. God will. But we must look to him. We must seek his face. We must turn from our wicked ways. We must pray one for another. Philippians 4:6-7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John 5:14. Ask for peace in our land, America. Ask for the peace that comes with knowing God. And then ask for the harmony that we can show to one another. And what better time to start than now, the season of Christmas, the season of giving, the season of love, the season of prayer, the season of works. There will always be wars and rumors of wars. And the only way we rid ourselves of these wars affecting us here in America is that we look to God. We look to prayer. Wars will always be, cannot stifle and destroy generations, because war is going on somewhere in the world every day of every one of our lives. We must look to Jesus. And we must take the peace that comes from knowing Jesus and live our lives accordingly in harmony. Wars will always be with us because men lust. And we cannot get rid of lust, and therefore we will not get rid of wars. But that does not mean we all have to be a part of these wars that's going on in the world somewhere all the time, 24/7. We are not to be a part of those wars. James 4:2 says, ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. I don't care what we do when it comes to wars and it comes to strategies of these wars in these other lands and these civil wars we have in America. Until we turn to prayer, the wars will be there. But in prayer, we can live with some of these things, because we will not be giving these things priority. We give God priority, and this stuff will sleep back up under the, slime its way back under the rocks where it came from. But until we put God first, this is the noise that our universe is capturing. And until we put the prayers of the Lord thy God on our lips, the universe is giving us what is coming out of our lips and our hearts. And if wars are coming out of our lips and out of our heart, we are being infiltrated with it. James 4:2. Stop lusting. Stop killing. Live. And we will see the fruits of our prayers. There will always be hunger. But our responsibility as believers are to feed the hungry. It is not our responsibility to find out why a man is hungry. I don't care if he burnt every piece of food he had or threw it up into the sky and it fell in the water. If he's hungry, to whom much is given, much is required. We are to feed that man. We are not to question why you are hungry. We are not to question why you are homeless. We are not to question why you are penniless. We are to feed them. We are to give them housing. And we are to give people jobs without question. Prayer, if you are prayerful, you can do these things. And when people can't do these things, they are not prayerful. And that's what our problems are. We have too many people lying and saying they're prayerful when they're not. We have too many people lying and saying they're God. They are God-fearing people, and they are not. There will always be prisoners with us. Acts 16:25 reads, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard. They heard them. They heard people praying for them. Now we cast prisoners to the side. We blame a man that go out and get locked up because he tried to find a way to feed his family and he stole something, and we hold him responsible for it the rest of his life. And when he come out of jail, we won't even let him vote no more because he went and tried to steal some food. But we say we love God. How am I to believe that the GOP love God when they say that they are praying for military, when they block bills for the military and for veterans and for their families and stuff? How am I supposed to believe they love God? They say they love God, but they write bills so that the first responders can't have health care. But they say they love the military and they love God, but they block bills so that middle-class families and poor people are out without and living on streets and living in their cars and living under boxes. How am I supposed to believe these people know a God when our cities tear down houses that they could be putting homeless people in, but they say they know God? I don't believe that. I'm not judging. I'm not questioning. But I'm going by the actions that I see. And the actions that I see does not tell me that our nation loves God. Our nation needs more love. Our nation needs more faith. Our nation needs more works that goes with faith. Our nation needs more prayers. We need more physically, mentally, financially, spiritual works. We need people that's backing our protesters. We need people who are donating money to protesters. We need people who are giving public support to our protesters. We need people who are passing the public torch to our protesters. We need people who are voting at these ballot boxes for people who believe in the protesters. We need people who are prayer warriors, who are praying openly and in the closets for protesters, and we don't have it in America. We need people who willingly say Black Lives Matter in America, because Jesus Christ said, what you do to the least of these, you do unto me. And you better believe in America, blacks, the black skin is the least of these in America. And it shows you the ignorance that's in America, because all of us come from the motherland, the black skin.